guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're into Romans 15, verse 23 to 33. Here's what God's word says. But now there is no more place for me to work in these regions. And since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the Lord's people in Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessing, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. So after I have completed this task and have made sure that they have received this contribution, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will and in your company be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. So I'm joined with Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
We are heading into Romans 15 here.
Yeah.
Very much feels like Paul's wrapping it up.
Yeah. Don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled. One more chapter to go.
Yeah. Typical Paul.
Typical Paul. But so in the last episode, we saw Paul say that his ambition was that Christ would be preached everywhere where he wasn't known.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's something really beautiful in this. I mean, it's here that we begin to see what his plans are to make that kind of happen and unfold and what he's doing in the next little while.
That's right. We see Paul, just kind of give us a heads up on what he intends to do. But there's a few things he needs to kind of actually finish first. So he's, if we remember maybe right back to the beginning of Romans where he talked about just kind of Paul's situation and he's writing this letter, he's on his final missionary journey. It was sent out to take a collection. To take back to some Christians in Jerusalem or Judea who were suffering from a famine. I'm trying to find the right word there. From a famine. And so he's on his way back there to actually to finish that journey, to finish that commitment. And he's hoping that it goes well. Mm. He's not the most liked person around. So he is, a bit anxious. And it is fascinating. Like he's very thought through man. But he also kind of really does show that even with as much thought as he does put in, he really needs God's support in actually pulling a lot of this stuff off.
Yeah, we'll see in a second that plans and prayer go together. Mm. But before we do that, it's interesting to note there. So something that I was struck by reading that again is, so he's, as you said there, he's going to Jerusalem to take the money from Macedonia and Achaia, the Christians there who were contributing to give to the poor. And just verse 27, it's just this like, it's just sort of out of there, but I love it. So the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings. They owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. I was just struck by that, hearing that, because for us in the West, we're recording this from a studio, I guess, our church in Brisbane. Generally, people in our area have been materially blessed. And yet, it's sort of, he's implying here, there's some sort of obligation from those who have been material blessed to those who aren't and who have given them a spiritual blessing in some ways. Am I reading that? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, I think you're right. And like, just to flesh that out too a little bit more, which is really helpful, with the impact of COVID on our church. People have lost their jobs. You know, in many ways, COVID has brought a famine for lots of people.
Yeah,
if you could put it that way. But for some of us, we still have our jobs and we've still maintained, you know, a steady income. So we could either fall on in either of those cases. And it's like Paul's saying, we who haven't been as disrupted by this owe it to our brothers and sisters in Christ to meet their material needs. Mm. Because just like we share in the spiritual blessings of belonging to Jesus together, we share in each other's material blessings together. And I think you see that in practice in Acts, in the very beginning of Acts, where that they had all things in common and they shared their possessions with those in need. It's also kind of getting at what Paul says, owe nothing but love to one another, and particularly for those of us, well, for Christians first and the outsider, Paul also says. So there's probably lots of things going through Paul's mind. But it is a pretty challenging way in which we view our relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So we just want to point that out and then keep going. So then
just leave that with you.
Leave that with you. On. That's right. Have a good day. And then we keep going though, because he doesn't just talk about the money that he's got to give to the people in Jerusalem. Mm. He then urges his brothers and sisters to be praying for him. And so what we're seeing here then is this kind of beautiful marriage of prayer and plans and how they go together.
Yeah, that's right. And it's almost, you see, as Paul has just kind of recounted to them or reflected on his plans and his thoughts of what he's doing and what's coming up, he feels the deep need for prayer, and he urges them. The language is strong. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ, by the love of the Spirit, by everything that you've experienced in Jesus, please, kind of join me, partner with me in my struggle by praying for me. It's Paul, if anything, does feel a deep dependence on God, but also on God's people. So there's a horizontal dependence with one another, but also the vertical one too. Which is really interesting. Sometimes we don't like to feel dependent on one another horizontally.
Mm.
We think, oh, it's safer to be dependent on God. We kind of get that, but we do need, and Paul does reflect this, each other.
It's okay to ask people to pray for you.
Yeah.
I think too, it's okay to ask for safety.
Mm.
It's okay to ask that, you know, that your gift to someone might be received favorably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really helpful. It also strikes me, you know, prayers and plans. So when you think about it, our temptation is to do one or the other, right? So our temptation is to go, okay, I'm going to plan.
Yeah.
I'm in control. And, you know, this next little season of my life, I'm going to cross my T's and dot my calendar I's and get everything under control there. Or I'm just going to pray and leave it to God. And, you know, God will show me exactly what is going to unfold and what's going to happen. I think Paul brings these two together, and he shows that we are to plan, and 100% we should plan. And we should be planning too what it looks like for us to follow Jesus. You know, like, what's it going to look like? Put it into our calendar. What's it going to look like for us to follow Jesus this week, this month, this year?
Yeah.
And pray that God would be with us as it happens.
Mm.
It's this combination of both of those two things, which we have to hold together.
Yeah, I love that. It's really helpful. And you see it so clearly in just like the distinction, like, I guess in our passages here, there's a clear break. There's this two, held together. And what also strikes me too is it's the prayer for the outcome, but also kind of the experience through that. There's, like you said before, there's a prayer for safety. There's a prayer... in the prayer, he prays for peace. He prays for joy, to be refreshed. And it's not just praying for like kind of what we do, but how we go through it is also really I love that.
Well, as we get towards the end of Romans, we do begin to see what Paul is all about and what his heart is for these people. But the challenge from this passage, I think, is when it comes to planning and when it comes to prayer, and particularly when it comes to living out this gospel-centered life. You know, so often we are filling our life, we're putting into our calendar our plans for what's happening this week or this month or this year. You know, we're booking our holidays, we're booking the trips that we've got, all of that sort of stuff. It's not too often that we actually plan how we're going to serve Jesus and what that looks like. And for Paul, you see that here. His plan is very much about his purpose and his mission in this life. And so it's a challenge there, first and foremost, to make sure that we're planning not just what's coming up for us in day-to-day life, but we're planning how we can serve Jesus. But then attached to that, as we see with Paul, his plans are attached to prayer. And so actually going, okay, how can I serve Jesus this year, this month, this week? And praying that that would happen. And if we need to, asking other people to pray with us. Prayers and plans must go together. They can't be separate things. God uses means, and we see that over and over again through the Bible. So the challenge here, how are you planning to serve Jesus, and how are you praying that that would happen as well?